Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Gordon is with me on the line today because, Gordon, you're one of the many people struggling to try and find rental accommodation. However, you're looking for a place for your 82-year-old dad. Tell us what happened, Gordon.
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, so look, you know, obviously we all know there's a rental crisis and a housing situation in Ireland at the minute, but my dad is 82 years of age. He lives in like a shared accommodation down in County Laois, and he's getting older, you know, he's getting more frail, and I would love to move him up to Dublin. And sadly, there is absolutely nothing affordable in Dublin. I live in Dublin 12, and I did a quick search this morning to see what one beds were available in my area. And the price for one bed in Dublin 12 are anywhere between 1,800 and 2,100 euros for a one bed. Now, I don't know who can afford that type of rent.
Per month.
I know we can't. Yeah, a month. I know we can't. And my problem is that there's so much of council properties lying idle. Like, there's Dolphin House there in Dolphin's Barn. There's a whole load of blocks of flats there. And, like, there's a whole block just lying empty. And what really bothers me is that, like, if the government cared about the people who want to live in this city, because people have been priced out of Dublin, that, you know, that all these derelict sites would be, you know, revamped, they'd be repurposed so that people can afford to live in them. Because, you know, we all know that there's, you know, the foreign investment firms have built apartment blocks all over the country. They're the ones charging that type of rent. But there's nothing been done on the government's behalf for affordable housing. And I know so many people, like young families who are still living in their parents' house, you know, people, single people who've given up on ever owning their own place. You know, it's just, it really, really bothers me. And obviously because the situation I'm in now, you know, it just seems really unfair to the citizens of this country that we can't, like, that we're priced out of our own home.
Yeah. And I know, look, if someone from government was on the programme with us today, they'd point to some of the affordable housing schemes. And we were actually only talking to somebody quite recently who managed to get accommodation in the surrounding areas of Dublin via some of the affordable, you know, housing projects that have been built. But that's a young person in their 30s who's married and two young children. In this case, you're talking about your 82-year-old father. So you're from Gordon, and you're from Dublin, Gordon. And your dad as well. He moved to Laois, is that right?
Yeah, so like during the Celtic Tiger, like my mum and dad didn't have big pension funds. My mum didn't have a pension at all. So when they sold our family home in Ballinteer back in 2009, I think it was, and used the money that the extra little bit of money that they had to buy a smaller house and live off that money. Then my mum fell. She had to move with my sister. They had to sell the home. And again, you know, like it was an unfortunate series of events that, like, that caused them not to be able to come back to Dublin. You know, but like, you know, they had, you know, if they had the chance to move back to Dublin, it would have been great. But you know, they obviously we don't have loads of money to. You know, our family home is gone, so we don't have a family home to sell. So we are stuck in a rent. Well, my dad is stuck in a rental situation. You know, so yeah,
When you describe it, sorry, Gordon, just so listeners understand, when you say your dad is currently living in shared accommodation, do you mean it's in a sort of retirement home style village? Is it? Is that the kind of
It's kind of like a retirement village. He pays rent. You know, again, we're not looking for a freebie here. You know, he's paying his rent. He's happy to pay his rent. But at the minute, the sad thing about it is because of the energy crisis and all the different crises that are going on in this country, their rent is going to go up now by 12.5%. Now, again,
12.5%
in
the shared accommodation.
12.5%.
Yeah. Oh God, 12.5% rent increase, Gordon, for anybody.
Someone who's not working.
is a huge rental jump. But my God, at 82 years of age, and great, your dad is doing so well, and that he's, you know, and that he's fit and healthy. I mean, but like, nobody, it's very difficult to see how somebody in their 80s is going to combat a 12.5% rent increase when they're not working. I mean, how?
Yeah, and that's the thing. So, you know, I read the letter that the home had sent out to them. They put the rental increase down to increased staff costs, increased energy costs, which I understand. You know, I have a business. Things, you know, things are getting more expensive. But how's an 82-year-old person supposed to, you know, take that on board when they're already paying their own rent again? They're not, you know, he's retired, he can't work. You know, it's just the whole rental situation in Ireland is terrible, you know, obviously for everyone, but obviously in this case, it's for my dad. And, you know, the other people living in the house, like, none of them are happy about it. You know, none of them can, not a lot of them can afford it. And, you know, obviously I'd love to help my dad, but he's very independent. You know, he's been on his own for 82 years. You know, he's lived his life. You know, I'd love to be able to help him. And, you know, I'm lucky enough that I will be able to. But, you know, he doesn't like taking it, you know. And it's not just him. There's loads of other people stuck in that situation who aren't as fortunate, who don't have children that can help them. You know, there are people who don't have non-nationals who come here, don't have people to help them, who are stuck in absolute dire situations because of the rental situation. And, you know, I know you said there about there was someone on and all the affordable housing. There's not enough affordable housing in this country. You know, it's a supply issue. There is not enough. You know, there's the foreign investment firms can build them, and there's a tiny percentage sometimes go to the affordable schemes. But like, as you said to yourself, my dad's 82. You know, if we put him on a council list, God forbid, he'd probably be dead by the time it comes around to it. Do you know what I mean? It's an awful situation for older people to be in, because not every older person has a home to sell. You know, there are a lot of older people who are in rental accommodation. You know, I was only reading a thing this morning on the news about how older people are really struggling. You know, and it's, you know, again, this could have been fixed. How have we had a housing and a rental crisis for the last 15 years? You know, it's such bad governance. And there's, again, the whole point of me making that video before was there's nothing but derelict sites lying all over the city. Mm. You know, where's the management?
And your dad, I think, as Gordon would, you know, even though at the moment he's in County Laois, but he would like, and I'm sure you would like your dad to be closer to you as well and other siblings, that if he could even try and get some kind of shared, you know, accommodation or something similar in Dublin would probably be more preferable.
Of course. Like we were talking about this the other day, like we're all going to get older. We're all going to get lonely. So, you know, if there was investment into, you know, more retirement villages or more single unit accommodation where older people can go and, you know, so they're amongst other people of their own age, you know, I would love to get my dad up to Dublin so that I can drop over to him daily, because if I want to drop over to him, it's like, you know, it's a 4 or 5 hour round trip. Mm. It's not just down the road. I can't just drop over to
him. No, and sure, traffic, I know, and everything actually that goes with it. Gordon, we have, I was just going to ask you about your dad, but actually Larry is with us. Larry's with us on the line. Larry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm still here.
Yeah, it's lovely to talk to you, Larry, and I appreciate you joining us on the programme today. So, like, you're obviously very independent, Larry. You want to live on your own in a shared accommodation or in your own place. But I presume you'd like to do that in Dublin.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Like, I'm okay here. But at times it can be very isolating. You know, I spend nearly 22 hours a day in my room, you know, and so, yeah, transport for me to go, like Port Laois is the centre of everything, you know, big, huge shopping centre. And so, yeah, I would love to be able to go in there every day. But of course, I can't, because Ballyroan is a tiny little village. And yeah, it's a very, very badly served by the local transport. But yeah, like I said, at times, it can get, particularly at night time, it can be very, very isolating in my mind, you know, and thoughts can go through your head and all that. But like I said, at the moment, I said I have to put up with it.
You sound
12%. This increase that they're looking for in rent now is a big, big worry on particularly my shoulders, anyway. And I know there are a couple of other people in the same boat, and that to me should be sorted out, you know, and hopefully it will be.
To 12.5% rent increase. And it sounds, Larry, and even from talking to Gordon there, you know, you're obviously you're independent and you're mobile and you're, you know, you want to go out and enjoy your day in and out of Port Laois and in and out of the towns and be able to do whatever you want when you want.
Of course, yeah. Well, that's just said.
Why wouldn't
you? To me, Port Laois, I'd love to be able to go to Port Laois every day. and just spend some time in amongst other people. But because of the transport system, I can't. So that's just it. I'm stuck in my room 22 hours a day. Wednesday is the only day we have what's called an afternoon tea, which is from 3:30 to 5:00. That's a little bit of a break. But, yeah, being stuck here for 22 hours a day isn't pleasant at times. As I said, particularly at night time. At night time, it is very, very isolating.
I'm just trying to think about that, Larry. Like, you know, 22 hours a day, as you say, nearly kind of been stuck in a room. And Gordon, and I'm
it's
sure
like
that's...
Being in it's like being in prison nearly at times, yeah. It's like being in prison,
but obviously not that bad.
But yeah, you see, I was driving myself up to 2021 and I had to give it up because I was having mysterious blackouts. And so when I had my car, it was absolutely great. I was able to go to Cork, I was able to go to Dublin, I was able to go to Mayo. Lots of times I have a daughter up in Mayo. All of that is gone now since 2021. And since then, yeah, this is my life now. 22 hours a day in my room, yeah.
Now I can really understand, Gordon, why you would like your dad to be closer to Dublin.
Of course, yeah. It's awful to hear him speak
God,
like that,
Larry,
you know.
Yeah,
and obviously, I get down as often as I can, you know, but, you know, I run two businesses in Dublin, I'm busy, and if my dad was a 10-minute drive, I could drop over to him every day. Mm. He, you know, if he was closer to amenities, like the town he lives in, Ballyroan, has literally nothing in it, has a garage, you know, if there was a Lewis close to him or a bus close to him, you know, he'd be able to get out and he'd be able to get about. But, you know, it's heartbreaking to hear my dad talk like that, because, you know, again, the thing is that there's so many derelict sites, so many derelict buildings lying empty around Dublin. If there was investment into them, of course then people could live into it. And again, it's not just my dad, you know, it's people who have had to leave Dublin because they can't afford to live in it. You know, it's just, there's, to me, I've been banging on about this for like 15 years about the housing crisis, because I can't comprehend how the country is in a crisis for 15 whole years when, again, there's plots of land lying absolutely everywhere around the sea, and they're not been developed. It's bad management. It's terrible management.
I'm sure, Larry, you know, your Gordon is obviously a great son and great advocate for you, and he's, you know, he's here highlighting this on the programme today, and I'm sure your daughter in Mayo, and I've no doubt that while, you know, their homes are open to you, you don't want to live with your adult children. They have their own lives. You want to live in your own place. After all, you've contributed.
Like, I love all my children, but they all know I wouldn't like to live with any of them, because when it comes down to it, they all have their own lives to live. And, yeah, like Gordon is great. Yeah, he comes down whenever he can. Mm. Like you said, he's a very busy young man. And so, yeah, like I said, to me, the isolation... is the worst part.
And, Larry.
But after that, I'm into my 83rd year. I'm not 82. I'm into my. I love saying this. I'm into my 83rd year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't have an awful lot of time left. Oh. And so, because of that, obviously, I would really, really love to be somewhere where I can get up and walk out my front door and have all the amenities near me. You know, that would be my dream, obviously. But, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, unfortunately.
Have you, Gordon, had any luck with any of the housing agencies? Like, what do you do? I don't know. Where do you go, or how?
We got on to a couple of them before. Again, we were told the lists are, you know, 10,000 people long. There is one place down in, was in Dunleary or Docky, similar to what my dad is living in, but there's like a 10-year waiting list, and I think it's something like, I don't know, I think it was around 5,000 euros a month or something. Do you know what I mean? It's like, again, not affordable. And, you know, again, I look around all the time. I'm always trying to see if there's something close to me, if there's any derelict sites that are derelict houses that I can get onto to see. But again, it's the council list is so overloaded. Had we put my dad onto it now, again, you're talking, you know, years down the road. And again, you know, look, I've offered my dad to move in with me. He doesn't want to because of his independence, mm-hmm. you know. And again, like, you know, he's been a taxpaying citizen of this country his whole life. And again, the older generation are kind of the ones that have been forgotten about, as are the younger people, you know. But it's just, you know, we just feel like real stuck. Like there's not many options out there. And when you look at the rent, if you look at Daft, like €2,100 for a one bedroom apartment in Dublin 12. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and look,
absolutely ridiculous.
And as you said yourself, Gordon, you know, and I can understand for some of the shared accommodation providers that are out there, for, you know, that we all know, I mean, costs have gone up and bills and fuel and heating and electricity yeah. and all of this stuff. And I get all of that, right? And I understand that. But like, my God, you'd think, you know, at 82 years of age, I mean, a 12.5% increase is very difficult for anybody paying rent to try and combat. But I mean, how, surely there must be some kind of support or support service for somebody at 82 years of age trying to deal with a rent hike of 12.5%. There's a listener here who's got in touch, Gordon. I don't know if this is of any help, to say you should try and get in touch with Fold Housing. Apparently they cater for the over 50s. Great for housing and assistance with older people. I don't know if that's something you've tried, but...
We got onto a couple of different agencies maybe 2 years ago, and again, but like, you know, the outlook was very grim. So again, look, I will have to get back onto it. You know, I'll definitely check out Fold. You know, if there's somewhere in Dublin that's close to me, it would give me and my dad both the
peace of mind and
a little bit of peace of mind, so that, you know, they're close again. You know, he, like, my dad is great. He's a very healthy 82-year-old, but I can see he's getting older. And again, I would love to have him close to me or one of my brothers and sisters, so that we can help look after him. Because as you said, 22 hours a day on your own is, you know,
it's heartbreaking. And Larry, I appreciate you sharing your story with us today on the program. You know, keep the spirits up, and and thanks for sharing that with us on the show. The reality of this is you're not the only. I mean, Larry's not the only person at 82 years of age wondering how he's going to combat a rent hike of 12.5% and trying to find somewhere closer to family to live. If you find yourself in a similar situation or experience to Larry and Gordon there, if you want to join us, drop us an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. We'll contact the housing department, Gordon. Happy to do that for you. I don't know what assistance it might be, but certainly we'll try and find out. Where does somebody go at 82 years of age if your rent is going to be increased? Gordon, thanks for your time on the programme. Thanks for sharing your story with us. Gordon and Larry there from County Dublin, and as Larry says, living in accommodation in County Leash at the moment. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.